Oh my god. So now it's time for lunch. Usually I eat some type of salad, like a cucumber salad today. My mother made it last night, and then there were still some leftovers, so I'm eating them now. Then I ate one scrambled egg with one slice of vegan cheese. I'm like the only person on the planet that thinks vegan cheese is better than normal cheese. And then I ate just one entire pear, like whole. I just swallow it. Okay, so I'm gonna eat this now. And then, guess what time it is, dudes? I've got some fun homework. Honestly, I don't have that much, so it's probably not gonna take me that long, but I'm gonna take advantage of the extra time I have since I don't have any classes in the afternoon and try to get as much done as possible. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Enter the lunch feast. I gobbled it down quickly, changed into more comfy clothing, and got to doing my homework. Fun fact, I do my homework in complete and utter darkness, except for one light being on. It's really intense, but awesome at the same time because I feel like I'm some sort of crazed surgeon, but that's besides the point. Sometime at around 4 p.m., I then decided to go out for a run. Now, on the days that I don't go to the gym, I will usually run instead. So I went for my quick 30-minute run, and when I got home, I was ravenous. See, this is the effect physical activity has on me. Everything I see in front of me is fair game, broskies. I ended up making one tasty chicken breasticle and exactly 300 grams of butternut squash for dinner. It was delicious. Gordon Ramsay needs to pay me for simply existing.
Hello, my dudes. So it is now a whopping 10 p.m. I know, where did the hours go? And it's time for me to go to bed. I know that you are not screaming at all at your computer right now asking me to show you my nighttime routine, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. So first off, I brush my toothers. Actually, that's a lie. I floss. Call me. Anyways, after that, I jump into the shower. The more violent, the better. But don't crack your skull open because cleaning up blood is not a fun experience. Trust me, I would know. Anyways, after like 30 minutes of shower shenanigans, I jump back out of the shower and it's time for me to get my skincare routine on. Now, everyone's always asking me what my skincare routine is, and I feel like they're expecting some Mario Badescu type of stuff, but let me tell you, that ain't it, sis. You see, I have a little something called eczema, and I've had it ever since I was 3 years old, and I still complain about it. So, products, let's begin. First, I have this super cute, really like aesthetic steroid cream called cortisol that was prescribed by my doctor, so no, you can't get it at Urban Outfitters. And the fun thing is, if I ingest it, I might just die. So that's really cute. And then after that, I use this other heavy duty cream that smells like what you would expect old ladies to smell like. And I smear that all over the Sahara Desert that is my face. And finally, I use Vaseline on my lips. And that's it. I do that every single day. My eczema, if you're watching this, go jump in a hole and never leave. Thank you very much. So with that, my dudes, the day has ended. We have finished all our businesses. I'm gonna go to bed now because tomorrow I have to do this all over again. So